Yeah, we've been on a real shrimp boat.
It's the most popular seafood in America, and although we harvest more than 650 million pounds a year, that's not enough to satisfy the appetite for the small crustacean. We still import millions more pounds to fill our frozen food aisles and seafood counters.
I'm talking about a shrimp catching boat. I've been working on shrimp boats all my life.
Benjamin Buford Bubba Blue in the movie Forrest Gump. Bubba's obsession with shrimp was a running gag in the film, but the Gulf Coast's dependence on shrimp and other seafood is serious business. Higher prices at the store for the rest of us, the potential devastation of a lifestyle in Louisiana.
Shrimp is the fruit of the sea. You can broil it, bake it, saute it. There's shrimp kebabs, shrimp creole.
The collapse of the shrimp industry, not a tiny problem for the Bayou State. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning and happy Monday. It is May 3rd. Hello, John. I'm back from Detroit.
Yes, welcome back. And
thanks.
You come back to plenty of headlines, including the Gulf story and the big top story this morning. Let's check it.
That's right. The failed bomb attempt in Times Square. You've heard a description of the suspect, perhaps. People also have the SUV. They know who owns it. They were able to trace the vehicle ID number to Connecticut. And as for the bomb itself, it was a crude concoction. New York City Police Commissioner Ray Kelly says it was a mixture of gasoline, propane tanks that you'd use for your barbecue, firecrackers, and a non-explosive grade of fertilizer.
If this had detonated, it, in my judgment, would have caused casualties, a significant fireball.
Police believe the fuses on the firecrackers were lit but did not explode. Instead, they apparently ignited a small fire inside the car, which raised suspicion. The Taliban has released a video claiming responsibility, but officials say there's no evidence to support that.
Now to that volcano of oil still erupting in the Gulf of Mexico. President Obama got a first-hand look yesterday, flying over the rust-colored patch of sea, which is now larger than the state of Delaware.
We're dealing with a massive and potentially unprecedented environmental disaster.
Among the reports we're getting this morning, dead sea turtles washing ashore, oil sloshing over the inflatable barriers, and the government has ordered fishermen to stay home indefinitely. We're now joined by Campbell Robertson, reporter for our partner, The New York Times, in Gulfport, Mississippi. Good morning, Campbell.
Good morning.
So just briefly, we're going to talk about this further in a few moments, but is the weather helping or hindering efforts to control this slick and to deal with the gusher underneath the water?
The weather's been pretty bad, and it keeps boats from going out there to sort of lap it up, and it keeps from planes from dropping the chemicals in the oil to break it down and even flying over to just see how big it is and where it's going. So it's hurting things pretty bad.
Just one of the impediments to trying to clean up this catastrophe. Campbell Robertson of the New York Times, stay with us. We'll be back with you in just a moment.
They're recounting every Baghdad vote in Iraq's election today by hand. That comes after complaints by the prime minister about the electronic counting system that was used in the March elections. And last hour, an Indian court convicted a Pakistani man of gunning down dozens of people in the 2008 Mumbai terror attacks that left 166 people dead. He was the lone survivor of the 10 gunmen.
A $3 billion deal. United and Continental Airlines say they're merging to form the world's largest airline. The new carrier will keep the United name, but they'll have Continental colors and the Continental logo. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are up this morning. The Dow gets underway at 11,008. The S&P opens at 1,186, and the Nasdaq opens at 2,461. In a city of millions, it only took a few to see something and say something. In 15 minutes, we talk more of the attempted bombing in Times Square. Wherever you are, tell us how you and your neighbors stay vigilant. In your town, on vacation, at the airport, we want to check in with all of you to find out how Americans have been mobilizing to keep their homeland secure. Tell us your story at 8778-MY-TAKE or post to our site, thetakeaway.org.
More about the impact of that oil spill in the Gulf. We're going to be covering that throughout the moment. And we're also going to be learning how families can volunteer later in the hour. But in just a moment, an update on where things stand with the cleanup.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton. or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.